Hi, everybody. Well, today is Saturday, and it's Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. And we'll be going there probably about 15 minutes before the hour. And the date today is half over, typically. It's the 15th of July, 2017. So we're going to clear away this energy date tracking numbers. It happens every year, so just think how old you are or how young you are, and that's how long they've been watching you each day of the year. So what I want to do tonight, before I clear the number, I'm going to be clearing Mercury tonight. I did Saturn last night. So if you can get up an image, it doesn't have to be a live shot, just an image, Google image of Mercury, I'm going to start taking some of those controlling energies off. And if you're doing it right now and you want to let me know what you think is a good location to clear, let's just say that it's a third of the way down, to the left, say at 9 o'clock or something, and come in maybe a third of the way in from the left side or something. You might want to indicate that. So we'll get what we have for consensus from people, because we do have a lot of people online who are very intuitive and they can sense where these mind control transmissions are coming from. So if you want to just send that over to CLS Questions at Yahoo, I'll want to do that in 10 minutes here. And then I'd like to have some testimonials from people on how they have felt or what they felt during the clearing. So let's clear the date, everybody. So this will be for Mercury. Google images or whatever for Mercury, and just check that out. So here we go. Let's clear the date. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4. There we go. That feels good. So that's cleared. And let's clear away from you a situation. And also at the same time, we're going to bring in the light beams. So I want to speed the show up here. So doing two things at once. So light beams are coming. So bringing them up on your monitor screen. And if you have a situation going on, here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Well, I'll turn it over to Ann tonight. Are you out of the makeup room and got your voice tuning good? And naturally, you got to, have the makeup on. So how do you look tonight, Ann?
I look fabulous, Ron. So hello. Welcome, everyone. You've been listening so far to Ron Amatron. The Creation Lightship Healing Show is tonight. And tonight is, as Ron said, Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, which means later in the show you can request a live physical healing and the wonderful light beings will work on you. Think of them, know that they are very, very powerful doctors, but you must speak to them to let them know what's going on with you or they will just basically look at you. So you want to be prepared for that. We already have a request for a special room to visit on the Lightship tonight, so feel free to send in more requests. Anything in nature that you'd like to feel the energy of. For instance, I'll do a spoiler. The one request we've gotten is a fairly unusual one for snow-capped mountains. So one of our listeners wants to experience that, so that's one of the rooms we'll visit. And the way to reach us is to write to clsquestions@yahoo.com or click on the button that says Fast Chat on BBS Radio. And by the way, you can access both of those at any time. It doesn't have to be just during a show or right after a show. You can always contact us, and we do our best to respond to everybody. We actually have quite a few emails. Ron did a few archive shows recently because he was at an expo, so we have some questions we haven't gotten to from that week, but we will. We will get to all your good questions. We have I'm looking forward, Ron, to you clearing the planet Mercury. Last night on the show, you did some extraordinary work for us, including clearing some energies from Saturn. And so we look forward to more of that for tonight. Also, today was the three-hour ascension call, and Ron charged 7 containers of water for us and gave us the added benefit of staying on the light ship for an extra half an hour to have pins removed and to have our veins worked on. And I want to thank you for that, Ron, very much. That was very powerful and relaxing for me. And so we'd love to hear from people who were on the call today. Even if you were absentee, perhaps you felt some of that energy and the special healings there at the end. Ron, and I don't know if you want to just talk about this. I noticed today that usually your calls and shows go by very, very quickly for me, but today the healings were so intense on that call that it really felt like, you know, a 24-hour call or something.
Yeah, it can, the energies just shift a lot. Kind of hard to say how or why the calls seem to be maybe longer or why they go by so quickly, one or the other. But, you know, just stuff happens. And anyway, for me sometimes they last a long time, and other times they kind of go by quickly. And I don't know why that is. Maybe it's how the people are, what kind of clearings they had, how deep we're going. So there could be many reasons for that. So,
and we're really out of time, you've explained before, when we're being worked on in the light ship, right?
Yep. So let's do a clearing, and I want to clear Mercury. So
somebody wrote in, Ron, Mercury 130. I guess they mean that position, if you look at it like a clock, you know, 130.
Okay, 130. Okay, we'll start on that here. So I'll just kind of bring up that image, if you would. Doesn't, you know, the photograph will change. So it doesn't matter when it was taken or, you know, when it was drawn by an artist. Okay, but anyway, you never know. But here we go, clearing away this energy at about 1:30 here. So here we go. So I'm going in about maybe 20% from the surface, going down from 1:30. That's about what I'm seeing. So depends how big it looks on your monitor screen. So we're taking out energies right now. And you will probably see the picture change. It could change colors a little bit. It could, just anything could happen during this process. So, and it will be different when we get done. So we're just taking away whatever they're transmitting mind control stuff to people. Here we go. Releasing more energies here. More energies. There's some big ones being released right now, so you might maybe physically feel something in your body.
Are the soldiers or special forces helping you with this as well tonight, Ron, or is this all you?
Probably 90% me, 10% them. So that they're looking to see if something needs to be taken out even more than yours. Maybe I might miss something. Or in case something wants to, you know, don't try to find me. But there we go. I just saw an explosion. So I'm actually viewing this in real time as we're doing this here. And like I said, it could be a maybe an artist picture of what they perceive it was or is, and it could also be created also on timelines, and it may not ever exist to us physically, but yet we know about it because of the timelines that they're bringing in to us. I guess to be a little complicated sometimes, but regardless, we know the energy hit us some way. So here we go. Yeah, there's a big release right there. See, like a big explosion happening. And you may feel your body jerk when that happens if you're connected to it. So this thing energetically courting you, which is causing you harm and doing things to you. Here we go. More energy here. Here we go. More. Here we go. This is going to take about 5 minutes, so everybody just kind of sit back and relax and just see how your body's doing. I'm sort of picturing this energy mainly hitting your body, probably for 60% of the people. It's sort of maybe above or around your heart chakra. So to me it feeds like chakra 4.5, we'll say. Between your throat and your heart chakra in the middle there, sort of. And a lot of people get backaches on the upper part of their back, you know, between their shoulder blades there. There we go, more energy just got taken out. And your physical sensation, you may have chills, your body could actually jump. Another one just got taken out. So taking out possible bases there, mind control towers, we'll just call it, making it very simple. Could also be even vortexes. So it's a little difficult to say what's going on and how it's perceived, but you may also have your own intuition on what's going on. Another one got hit, another one, and they're kind of going off like dominoes right now. A lot of things are falling. I feel like we got about 3 minutes to go here. The air in your room might even physically change somewhat. So here we go, more energy. It's like they have energy in the bottom of your lungs attached with this here. More energy. Might check your breathing, everybody. More hits here. Here we go. More energy. There, another one just got hit. I'm working now, moving, shifting to about 6 o'clock area. So middle straight down. There we go. More energy is being hit. More locations. There. Okay. There we go. More. Again. Okay. Again. Yep. More. This energy that's on the bottom, we'll say at 6 o'clock, position is sort of affecting around your navel area. Here we go. Maybe it's connected to your central nervous system, you know, around your belly button, you know. Another hit. There we go. If you're really connected to this, you might feel a little nauseated, possibly. Here we go. More energy. More. There we go. And this will not work on the archives. I probably should have stated that earlier. So you will feel peace energy, though, if you're listening to an archive on this here. Another one. There we go. Big explosion on that one. Another one. There we go. Another one. Hey, that feels pretty good. Now I'm going to do the very center of the planet here. There we go. More energy is being hit. And more. There we go. The center seems to be maybe first chakra. That looks like more like tailbone energy. So, there we go, hitting it some more. There we go. Okay. More. More. There, okay, that feels pretty good. Okay, and we'll see what we have for people's comments shortly, I guess, here. So I'll turn it back over to you.
Ooh, okay, thank you, Ron. I am relaxed in the extreme. I don't know how to describe really how I'm feeling. The picture of Mercury that I was looking at absolutely changed, and it basically got lighter in color each place that you mentioned. And we did have one person write in. I wanted to add, I felt it in my head first, and then it did go exactly what you said, sort of my face, my whole head, but then my face, and then it went down towards my heart center. And it's very warm still, and I feel very, well, relaxed and heavy. So someone said, exactly the location. Saw the spot pulse and dim, and the connecting to other parts on the planet, and exactly the chakra between the heart and throat. Ooh, yeah, that was wonderful, Ron. So when you started to mention, you know, things getting blown up, I thought, oh, that's the special forces. Now, will they be able to stay there to make sure those sites don't get set up again?
For a while, we'll say. There's so much going on that it's hard to say what's, what they can do and how much they're doing things. But, yeah, for a little bit, I think.
Okay. And is it's probably, we can't really understand, I guess, or how immense these planets must be, right? So there's no way to really clean out the whole planet, right?
Yeah, it's there's really nothing that's finalized with aliens. You know, you can do what you can do and hope for the best. At the time, it's maybe cleared up completely. But,
right.
But they always do stuff.
So anyway, the way you described it, I imagine there are beings there that are doing mind control and have machinery or equipment of some kind, as well as aliens that are not there, but have equipment and whatever there that is control, and so they're working, they're doing hurtful, dark things to us, even though they're not even there, it sounded like.
Yeah, they can use AI stuff, and not be there, and that could be just a location where they're transmitting stuff to us, but what's the kind of comments we get from people? You're going to realize that, something outside of yourself, some energy is causing you harm. And, at first, for the first time listener, when you have a healing like this here and you go, wow, that's great. And then you sort of get, upset a lot because you can say, well, gee, how can they do this to me, Well, they just can and kind of have to go with the flow and not be. So just know that stuff happens, you know. So anyway, and like I said, I'm trying to back out of a lot of this stuff that I've been doing in the last 10 years and get back onto the new earth and get back to my healings that I'd like to do for people. But still, the aliens do interfere and stuff. That's why I'm working with the planets now. Maybe I'll do a planet for each show. And so if anybody has one that is really affecting them, or maybe a planet that, you know, people talk about is going, doing something now, you just send us an email, and if we get a consensus with a bunch of people, we will work on that also. So, back to you, Anne.
Okay, someone wrote in saying they felt a little dizzy from this clearing tonight. Someone else said, I've been feeling really tired lately. Didn't feel anything tonight on the Mercury clearing, but felt more and freer and lighter after last night's clearing of Saturn. So that's interesting.
And you may feel it later on as time goes on. So,
right.
Because you feel it right now doesn't mean it's not. Sometimes the body takes longer to process. So anyway, we'll see what we get for comments.
Right, and someone else said, I felt it in the back of my rib cage and did get nauseated. Then I felt energy on top of my head. Thank you, Ron and Light Beings. So someone wrote in, why do I often fall asleep during the shows, and do you still get the healings when asleep?
Yeah, if you're listening and you show up, everything works for you. So, and that also is kind of going a little sideways, but a lot of people ask if they can do a clearing for a family member, relative, et cetera. And yes, you can. It'll work absentee if they don't know about it. Sometimes it's hard to describe and explain what you're doing, and it's out of their belief system, so they may think that you're nuts or something. But you can always do a clearing for anybody. And only one you cannot do is a timeline crash space clearing. So everything else on the website you can do. And most people normally want to know if they can do a whole lifetime clearing for maybe their parents or, you know, maybe their spouse or something. And that's all perfectly fine. You don't have to tell them anything. Just do it. Pay for it, do it, and you're all set. That's why we have the half-price special. So you do one for regular price, and then the next person you do is half price. So anyway, back to you, Ann.
Okay. Someone wrote in, my tailbone had been hurting for the past day or two, and now it feels better. Who would have thought clearing Mercury would have this effect? I will disconnect myself from the planets on a more regular basis. Thanks, Ron.
And if you didn't feel a lot, I would definitely go in and do the timeline crashes on that planet. So if you felt the, like the tailbone energy and you go, wow, this feels better now, then do timeline crashes for your tailbone because you know that they have you automatically now. So that's how I would look at that. So it's the degree of what you're dealing with. But if you do feel a lot better, then definitely do that. So back to you.
Okay. I just wanted to add to last night when you cleared Saturn, I felt like I wanted to keep the healing going. So I put on the planet star cording removal, which is wonderful. And the first option is planets. So after my name, and I always write in time and out of time, body and spirit now, I put release Saturn, and I put it the button to planets, and then what you get with this healing is physical body cording disconnection, cording to mind disconnection, cording to emotional body disconnection, cording to spirit body disconnection, and then spirit integration. So it's a wonderful clearing, and I think I'll put it on tonight for Mercury. So you may want to look that up, and you can get it unlimited. So someone, let's see, Saturn and Mercury. Aliens courting us. Is the planet courting clearing more of a continuation, or is the Tuesday conference call cord removal more of a like a continuation of this?
The Tuesday call for courting mainly is to release people's cords attached to you. So it's not designed to do, planet courting. It's people that they think about you and have problems. So you get problems from their thoughts. So it's more of a body courting some people's thoughts to you. So back to you.
Okay, and they go on to say, reminds me of one of my first half dozen recommended clearings. So I guess they mean that this was a good release for them, a powerful release. So that's wonderful. Right, and as with so many of the healings, Ron, as we go through our days, our coming days and weeks, things will have changed for the better in our lives. And we can recall that, it was one of those planets that Ron cleared us of. Somebody wrote in requesting you do Venus on the Monday show. So we've got one vote. One vote for Venus.
And we have an enlistment on Tuesday.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Ron, because someone wrote in to say they would like to enlist on Tuesday, and they have the date, and they want to know, they're from another country, what exactly to do. And what you do is you go to Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and actually right at the top of the page that you open up to, you will see the list of his weekday calls. And the Tuesday, as Ron just mentioned, is the courting removal special. When you click on that, it will bring you to a payment page. It costs $20. And the person that wrote in has a couple of young children, so they would be included, right, Ron, as they're living at home and under 18 free. They would not be enlisted, though, right? You don't enlist little children into the special forces, I assume, or do you?
Yeah, I won't enlist children, no.
Okay. But they, if the mom buys the call, the kids will be part of the call, is that right?
Yeah, they would be part of the call for the energetic cord release, yes.
Great. Okay. Just wanted to make sure. And I think it's a new person, and they hadn't been on calls before, and they want to enlist. So that is what you do on the weekday calls. They're just wonderful, and you want to have about 6 glasses of water prepared to be charged. Ron charges them right at the beginning of the call often. You can choose which ones you want, or Ron will say them, including you can have a spray bottle of water. You can save one to be a peaceful sleep water, which he usually mentions. He often will do a foot bath for us, and you can fill up your tub or some other container. And then there are different minerals and things that Ron will suggest that we charge, or a pain release, for instance. So you'll want to be prepared for that. And it's a wonderful experience to just come on the call, but the extra benefit of the enlistment. I know even being already enlisted, there's something very powerful about it for everybody when you do that, Ron. It feels really good.
I know we had a couple of shows, maybe 4 shows, that we have done where I brought in the different soldiers, going back maybe 4 years or so. So it's possible you could listen to one of those archives. Maybe somebody out there may know what archive they can listen to actually feel the soldiers' energies. So back to you.
Okay. So, oh, let me see. There might be one more here about Mercury tonight. Oh, we have another room request. Thank you. Oh, okay. Someone's requesting that you do Mars on Wednesday, the moon on Friday, and the sun on Saturday. Now, is the sun the same, Ron, as the other planets?
I don't perceive the sun doing too much to us, but we'll find out as we clear the other planets. So,
okay.
They're all layers, and they're on different timelines, and they can be meshed together. Right now, I would say I don't perceive it, but maybe after doing a few more planets, it might pop up. So you have different layers and different holograms. So we're just taking away different holograms at the time.
I know that in the past you've said if we feel corded, we can ask. I always say that they be yanked out of me, and we can plug them into the sun because the sun has unlimited energy. Ask the sun first, may we plug these cords into you? And you said, but the sun will really always say yes.
And yeah, it'll burn up the energy, yeah. Uh-huh.
Right, right. And I guess maybe that's the reason that I've kind of had the impression the sun was a bit more benign than, say, the moon and the other planets. But
yeah, if I'm not mistaken, the inside of the sun is cool. So I don't know what to say about that, how it's so hot on the outside or we're feeling heat from it. So I don't know. But anyway, that's a whole different story. And that's what I perceived when I went there. So anyway, so back to you.
Okay, we're getting in more room requests. Thank you very much. And let's see. So maybe I will move on, Ron, and read you some testimonials.
Okay, great.
Let's see. Came in. Oh, special forces thought they were only working on Earth, did not know they worked off-planet, too.
Yeah, they're probably 99% off-planet.
I think aren't most people who are, well, I guess you could be in a spaceship and still work, or you know, only on Earth, but we're pretty much working out of spaceships, right, Ron?
Yeah, you're in light ships battling the aliens. So normally you're dealing with the energy coming in just outside of what you can perceive with your perceptions as they come in. So you're not really seeing them here physically, but yet they're all around trying to come in. But the soldiers are also at ground level here too. But most of the battles are in the Beyondo.
Okay. I wanted to read you a testimonial from a person who was at your expo last week. So let me just see. Okay, let me read another one, and I'll find that one. Thank you. I am so blessed. I did the alien head connection and implants along with the satellite timeline crash, free healings. My energy is back and feeling very light. Also saw fantastic results from other free healings you graciously have provided for us. I used the Be Here Now with beautiful results. I am grateful to come to know you.
Thank you.
Yes, you can really get a lot out of all of the wonderful free healings Ron has given us. Okay, how about if I now read some of the testimonials from last night, Ron?
Yep,
from the Saturn release. Just have to say, this planet is so blessed to have you, Ron. I was watching my image of Saturn last night and saw tiny flashes. I felt movement move out of one of my shoulders, After the BBS show, I continue to feel sharp releases come out of the left side of my neck. I have been dizzy for the past 3 days, wondering if this is why. I asked the soldiers to put me on light duty for a day until I feel better. I have done the planet stars vortex clearing before. I guess this stuff is never ending. Thanks again, Ron. So, yeah, that's, you know, unfortunate fact. That's why I got that clearing unlimited, and it does come in handy. And that's reminding me, I also felt a big release in my neck last night, so that was another big benefit of that.
So the person must have been enlisted.
Yes.
The time-traveling soldiers. So if you're listening and you're not enlisted, you cannot call upon them to give you any assistance because they won't know you.
Right.
So you have to be enlisted, and they're around you to help you. So back to you.
Okay. And hi, Ron. I think we're in keeping with the new Earth by attending your out-of-this-world radio shows. Last night was no exception. So fantastic and healing, too. I sometimes get a bit sleepy during the program, but I think you said that was okay, since that helps with getting out of the way for the healings. Thanks for clearing out the UTTS. And on the orb clearing, I got a bit of movement in my chest area. I don't see orbs. What do they look like in photographs? Thank you, Ron.
You can probably just Google, you know, orbs and get images up, and they're just round, normally they're round-looking. Some could be different colors. Most that you see will be maybe like a whitish color. If you look close at them, you can see like a smiley face, which is probably where maybe they downloaded their images. What you have when you send smiley faces, that's kind of how they look. Some are frowning. You know, just to kind of look at them, and you can see that alien life form as it attaches to you. So if anybody asks you, have you ever seen an alien? You can say, yep, I've seen orbs, and they're stuck to my body. In fact, what I'll do right now, I'll take some of those alien orb energies off of your eyes, and they're probably stuck to you now. The ones that you see when you do a photograph is the ones that are showing up there. But there's also other, I guess I use the word frequency, where you do not see them in a photograph. And they're here also. So let's work with your eyes. Left eye first. On top of the 10, you release that orb energy. That's attached to your eye, covering your eye up. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And your right eye, the other one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's see if you have any reaction to that. Oh. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, wonderful. Let me take down my picture of Mercury. You're through working on Mercury for tonight, right?
Yes, I'm done working on it.
Okay. Another testimonial from last night. The release of Saturn energies on last night's show was extraordinary. Also felt the release of all the aliens from around us. Thanks for another great radio show. We really appreciate you giving your time and money to keep us informed and healed in this manner.
Thank you.
Okay. Here's another one. Let's see. Oh, this is a person asking, good, okay, about the Tuesday enlistment call. And so we've already answered her question. And she just says, thank you for your never-ending service to Earth's inhabitants and the universe. The archives are excellent and healings on the show. So they want to enlist as a time-traveling soldier. And let me know what's required. So I hope this person is listening, and I will send out an email after to make sure they know.
And if you've been enlisted, in the past, you may even want to come on that call. Maybe for upgrades or something. Maybe you can have a little better, maybe communication with them, because I'm going to be bringing those energies in stronger for people. So you can either you can list whatever race you'd like to work with. The newest one are the Vikings, and a lot of people like the Vikings. But you know, you can do something else. You can do African or Russian, Chinese. You know, there's all different types of races on the planet here, so you're a free will, free choice to select that. Or you can even change your enlistment if you like, but on the call, the energy will be heightened, and you may want to get some more information, maybe from those time-traveling soldiers that you're working with that you have not received before, so it'll be more available to you on that call if you want to join in. And anyway, looks like it's 46 after, so I guess we'll go to the light ship. What I will say, some people have maybe questioned, wondering what else they can do besides the mind-to-heart drop or how important that is. And maybe I've had people ask, wondering if they're really doing it because they don't really feel it, but they feel the silence afterwards. So, yeah, the mind-to-heart drop. Typically we'll get rid of the mind chatter that you have. I've never had anybody say it didn't work yet. You know, I'm sure, you know, a few people, maybe it doesn't, I don't know, but everybody normally smiles when I tell them to see if they can think afterwards, and they can't think, so that's what it's about, and, you know, it takes 20 seconds to become in the now, being peaceful. So it's bringing peace to you. Remember, then you're off of the alien timeline, or it stopped for you, I should say. Not that you're off of it. You're still on it, but you stop that timeline. And then you have peace because nothing is going on with you. So to do anything more than that, I haven't found anything as yet to augment that. The more clearings you have, like I say, you want to do your emotional first and then your mental second. And typically fear you want to do. And then if you have something going on with your body, then you want to release the cellular mental clearing. Do that one. And then see if you have trauma or anxiety or something else. But those basic first three are what everybody needs here. If you're wondering what to do, maybe you're, you know, you want to help somebody out, you know, do those clearings. But you have to do the emotional first and then do the mental, and that will help you release some of that mind chatter and stuff. And then do the fear clearing because everybody's in fear. So let's go to the light ship. It's only works live right now when you're listening to our BBS show, Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. And if you're on an archive, you just feel peace energy. And here we go. You can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And we're going to go up right now. So going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you're there now. Let's go into the hot tub room to get detoxified. And you want to request one physical healing. One only. And really nothing else. So let's see what other rooms we can go into. So any of the rooms we have there and that you might like to go into or we have requests for?
We do have listener requests, Ron. The first one I'd like to do is the Snow-Capped Mountains.
Snow-Capped Mountains. Okay. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and again, request your healing. If you're new to this, you may want to just request your healing every 15 seconds. Okay, next room.
The room with the lake in it.
Okay, room with lakes. Okay, here we go. So we'll go on to three different rooms. So the first one will have the lakes with pink water. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Next film we'll have the Goldwater. I think he was from Arizona, right?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll go into a room which has green water. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. Okay, next room.
Well, we also had a request tonight for a stream room, so it might be adjacent to the lake room. I don't know. Stream.
Okay. So let's go into the streams that have yellow water. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay.
Wonderful. Room with caves.
Caves? Okay, let's go into the crystal cave room. So here we go. We'll get the energy coming our way. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay?
Pine forest.
Okay. So pine forest, pine energy. And here we go. And we'll go into the pine hot tubs with the pine oil hot tubs. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay.
And someone asked for the mud room.
Ah, mud. Okay. Here we go. Make some mud pies, too. So stronger, stronger. This is like a gray mud that I'm saying. Stronger, more like clay. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we're going to go into a room that has the gold dust. So here we go. And you can be breathing the gold dust energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And we'll go into one more room.
Okay. Someone requested the redwood room.
Redwood trees. Okay. Here we go. Redwood trees. And we'll also go into the room with cedar trees. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, there we go. So we'll come back from the light ship, and we're getting our animal, pets, flower, tea garden, plants right now, coming back down. And I'll count to 5, then you're going to feel the energy change in your room. As you're out of time right now, and you still probably be out of time on the radio show, but it will be a different sensation. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, Ann, back to you.
Okay, I just wanted to thank the listener who sent in our first request for the snow-capped mountains and read the rest of her email. Said, what a week. My goodness. Thank you so very much for all you do. Many blessings. So thank you, listener, and, of course, thank you, Ron. Okay. Go on to some more testimonials. Oh, okay. Here's a very nice one. The person who was ill and you've done, I know last night you did some work for this person, just wrote in a big thank you to you, Ron, for all the healings that you've been doing. And, here's a question. Thank you for your stern service to humanity and the wonderful archives to listen to. You mentioned about the 7 different types of timeline on the 12th of July. Please share what those are with us. So let me just look that up very quickly and read them all off. There, when you do a timeline crash, you always start, of course, with the timeline. Just do a timeline crash. And then there are 7. I guess we'll call them regular timelines, then invisible timelines, then remove muscle memory from the timelines, then clear the sideways timelines, the tangent timelines, the upside down timelines, the vortices, and the space-time crashes. Anything else you want to say about that, Ron?
Nope, that sounds good.
Okay.
And remember, you know, if you do your debt barcode clearing, you want to enter in, you know, you have the debt barcode. Which debt barcode that you have will require 2 hours to do. So if you have five of those, you're going to be at your computer for 10 hours minimum, and maybe slightly longer because you want to do some walks in between maybe. You know, when you get rid of the first one, the second one, we'll say, et cetera. And then if you feel funky, you want to do the emotional clearing over again on that. Now, after you do all of those, which typically because of the time involved, you may want to do that on the weekend. And then maybe the next weekend, you want to do the stress debt barcode and do the same amount of clearing that you did on the debt one. And then the third one you want to do, which may not be listed right now, but you can add it in there after your name, will be the depression debt barcode. And that's what the aliens want to really do to you, is they want to give you depression. After all of your stuff is dealt with here, and you feel pretty bad and you're losing energy, the depression is what would probably take you out. So you want to do, you know, whatever that number would be. We'll say it's seven of those. We'll say seven for each. If you happen to have that many, then at the very last you do seven depression barcodes, and you're going to feel probably much younger and have more energy. I think everybody who's done it has got rejuvenated with that. So that's the death barcode clearing. So back to you.
Okay. So someone else who wrote in about last night and the Saturn release misheard at first and thought you said you were going to clear Jupiter, which is interesting. That might be something this person might also need to clear. But then I brought up Saturn, and I did feel better. I must have been on some other place to not listen well, but I did feel better. My neck was lighter and my jaw, too. It did not bother me after that, so that's great.
Yeah, that happens off and on where you have, like, selective listening, possibly, and maybe around another timeline, and you swore that you heard something that you really didn't hear, and that just probably means maybe that you're not completely present, or just you're maybe having a deja vu superimposed, and the aliens didn't want you to be connected to Saturn. They wanted to do some other planet, so that can happen. So, you know, don't worry about it. Just stuff happens. So back to you.
Right. Yes, Ron. Thank you for that. And since, as you discussed last night and several times before, we're now wanting to always be on the CLS New Earth, I no longer say I want to be on the CLS Now Timeline of Light. I say I command my body and spirit to be on the CLS New Earth if I ever feel off. But I also still do the finger exercise to make sure, right? Isn't that still helpful to make sure you're in the now and therefore on the CLS New Earth?
Yeah, so if you're new, you just take your index finger, either left or right hand, and move it in front of your face, we'll say, maybe a foot away from it, and have your finger pointing up, and just have your body stop your hand, and if you're in the now, you're going to be straight ahead with your finger. If you're to the left, then you're in the past. If you're to the right, you're in the future. And that's kind of a neat way to do that. You could check it out, really, when you do the Find a Heart Drop, if you're kind of, you know, curious, and it will automatically zoom you right into being on center, directly in front of you. And don't get too technical with it. Some people, you know, really get technical. That's mental stuff. Just look at it after you do the Find a Heart Drop, and you're going to see where it is. And then each time you do that, if you're having difficulty someday, just see where you are. You could be talking to people who are in the past, and you're trying to do something in the present moment, and the energy will never mesh. because there you're talking to somebody in the past on a past timeline, and you're maybe in the now here, off and on, and it's not going to work for you because everything is in the past for you. And then in the past gives you all of your memories, and the memories typically will be not always, but, you know, it could be a negative situation. That's how the aliens want to show you things. And you may wonder why you're having physical dramas and traumas, because you're living in the past with your memories that's creating your current reality in the now. So that's how it works. You want to be in the present moment and don't get tied into stuff from the past. It'll only bring yourself down. So back to you.
Okay, great reminder, Ron, of all that. Okay, someone just wrote in, fun lightship visit tonight. Came down the mountains and jumped into the pink water. A true nature lover, I very much enjoyed tonight, as I always do enjoy them all. Thanks.
You're welcome.
So that's great. That's someone who really sees and knows what's going on. Okay, on the Mercury clearing tonight, someone just sent in, the dark side agenda for Mercury is that it's the planet for communication. Very nice release from the throat chakra. My head was jerking too. Oh, and last night, lung orb removal that you did at the end of last night's show. Towards the end of the clearing, I coughed a few times. It felt like I was coughing up cotton balls. Then I had a little choking fit. I drank some water, and I feel clearer now. I also requested orbs be removed from my neck and spine area where I have a lot of pain. I am feeling so much better now. Thank you, Ron. And another one. Orbs, my goodness, when you cleared the orbs, I had sharp pains in my breast. Makes me nervous. Thank you.
Oh, boy.
Well, anyway. It's all good that, you know, something's coming out. Okay. Oh, okay. Here's someone else has questions. I'm glad I found this. Though we have another radio show on Monday at 4. We're getting close to the end already, Ron. I wanted to mention. So at 4 p.m. Pacific time, be sure and listen to that show as Ron's going to do another planet clearing and also, you know, any updates for the enlistment on Tuesday. And as also I want to announce that tomorrow at 10 a.m. is the 7-hour healing call, so you can spend 7 hours having alien energies and different physical healings done for yourself on Creation Lightship, and you can still sign up to join us on that call. But here's a person with a couple of questions. Does it matter your age, like if you're in your 60s, and if you feel like you're not that strong, and can you be killed?
The age doesn't matter. Your strength doesn't matter. Can you be killed? Yeah. I'll put you back together again. But yeah, you can be, and you can wake up with aches and pains. You can wake up at a certain time during the night. Maybe if you're in heavy battles, maybe you wake up 2 or 3 times during the night. So, you know, this is not a cakewalk because you are enlisted fighting aliens. It's not some type of energetic thing that you think nothing's going on and you're out there helping, because you are helping in the physical. You're transported in the physical to these particular timelines, energies, and you could be killed. Yeah, it's very possible. So, you know, and from there you may wake up feeling funky. It might take you a day to get your energy back. That's possible. So, like I said, this is something that is real. But if you want to help out and get even with the aliens that have kept you trapped here for maybe 50 to 100,000 years, this is your chance. That's probably your only chance to do that. So that's up to you. You know, how dedicated are you to your own personal existence here? Because if they weren't doing this, we didn't have the soldiers Earth would not be here right now. So back to you.
Okay, and I'll just finish up that person with the questions. Otherwise, thanks to you, Ron, I now have life force energy. Don't need the granny nap anymore.
Yep, so let's do the bind a heart drop. So tomorrow is our 7-hour teleconference call, and this is where we get rid of the alien critters that are connected inside of you, through you, et cetera, stealing your body parts, stealing your spirit. That's what we do is help you get more whole. So here we go. We'll be doing that at 10 o'clock Pacific tomorrow. And this is the first 7-hour call for the month, and we have three consecutive calls after this every Sunday. So here we go. Let's do the Mind of Heart Drop. And you probably know what it is. If not, you could listen to any archive. It'll be at the very end. But here we go. You must command your spirit out loud. So you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And to facilitate that, we count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. If you're an old opiate this year, 3, 2, 1 is fine. But for the new people who want to actually feel their thoughts drop from their head to their heart, we do it this way here. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. You won't be able to think right now. You're using your body consciousness with your spirit. And that's the way it's supposed to be. And that way you don't have any memories. So, sometimes very good. So thank you, Ann, for co-hosting tonight. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And thank you, all you listeners listening. Hope you had a wonderful evening and you enjoyed the show. Blessings, everybody.